News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government is looking to break motorists' car addiction with bike buying incentives and more discounted fares for frequent public transport users. And John Gibbons, environmental journalist, joins us this morning. John, I'm sure you think this is a good idea. Will it be enough?
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, I think they're certainly in the right direction. But what's required really in Dublin and in pretty much any other urban area is we need to reallocate road space. Now, at the moment, pedestrians, cyclists, active travel users are a very poor second. They're the poor relation really to the car. The car has come to completely dominate our environments, particularly our urban environments. And the real issue is, how do we break that? And maybe to give you a positive example, Paris used to be one of the most car gridlocked cities in Europe. And over the last 10 years or so, they've brought in a program called Code de la Rue, which is basically to reallocate car space within the city towards active travel. And they've had incredible results, Ciara. For example, over that period, we've had a 40% reduction in car traffic through the city and a 45% reduction in air pollution as a result. Now, they've done that by increasing the amount of protected cycle lanes from 200 kilometres to 1,100 kilometres.
Okay.
That means, for example, if you wanted to send your kid to school, you can put them out on their bicycle from an early age, knowing that they can get from point A to point B without playing chicken with the traffic. Now, any parent in Dublin...
Yeah, no, completely.
Absolutely, will know full well, and I as a parent had that exact experience. I was not prepared to put my own girls out on the road
and
to
presumably
school.
You would want them on the road on their bikes, you would want them walking, you would want or cycling, but you didn't feel like, and I would agree, I wouldn't want mine either. I don't feel it's safe. So that's the thing, because one of the things that has struck me from this research, John, is quite stark, is we're not getting out of our cars for short trips, we're not getting out of our cars in warm weather, we're not getting out of our cars for really anything. Now, public transport is part of an issue, obviously. But are you saying that if we concentrate more and more on active transport, that will actually alleviate huge amounts of the traffic congestion?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, and I should say, we in Dublin, even though we're a relatively small city, we have among the worst levels of congestion in the world, not just in Europe, but in the world. People are losing on average 158 hours a year just during rush hour, during peak hours, being lost sitting in traffic. So it's a huge imposition on people's time as well. People often think of the car as freedom. And in certain circumstances, of course, it is. But particularly in an urban area, the car actually takes away our freedom, because it clogs up the city and makes it impossible for us to get from point A to point B. So the critical issue here, the only way we will ever make progress on this, is reallocation of street space so that, for example, that active travel has its fair share of the street space. We see at the moment that car travel, even, for example, Ciara, into areas like the city centre, where we know most people travel into the city centre by bus or by other forms of active travel. The number of people travelling through the city centre on cars is relatively, it's in the minority. And yet we still see the Dublin City Transport Plan, for example, being kiboshed by commercial interests in the city centre who believe, incorrectly, I should add, Ciara, that the only way people go shopping in the city is driving their car and parking it in front of Arnott's. It's an idea really stuck from the 1970s.
Right.
These same business owners, Ciara, back in the 1970s, objected to the pedestrianisation of Grafton Street. They said it would be the end of shopping and the street would become a wilderness and a wasteland. Unfortunately, sometimes people need to be protected from their own ideas.
John Gibbons, thank you very much for joining us. That John Gibbons, our environmental journalist. You know, Shane, I do think that huge tranches of cycle lanes would be great, but I don't think they can be just 2 feet wide or whatever
No.
they are now. They're so small and skinny with only those little plastic things. They share that same space with bus lanes. And talk about playing chicken.
They can be hazardous.
We need proper, like if you've been, you have, to Amsterdam or Copenhagen or these places, the bus lanes are the same as a car lane. They're wide and they're safe for adults. And importantly as well, safe for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more, Ciara.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.